When St. Paul penned his lyrical ode to love, he didn't have starry-eyed brides and grooms in mind, nor an impending Valentine's Day. It was written for a very messy church community in Corinth, with their feuding factions and finger-pointing. It was all Jesus' fault. Already with his inaugural address, Jesus' listeners were furious. He says that God's love and mercy reach beyond the Israelites to the Gentiles. So radical, so inclusive was the love Jesus preached and practiced that they wanted to hurl him over a cliff. Modern day messengers incite similar reactions when they suggest that God's love and mercy is equally available to Christians, Muslims, Jews, and atheists, the rich, the poor, Republicans, Democrats, Trumpers, Catholic priests, even. Wherever there are human beings, there are and always will be differences, disagreements, and divisions. The answer is not to pretend they don't exist or hope they just go away, but to find a way to coexist in them in love. What an incredible opportunity we have here at Ascension with our varied cultures, languages, ethnicities, histories, and perspectives. We can demonstrate the heritage of love we have been entrusted with. Not locked in our separate orbits, but seeking a deep and true communion amid our deep and true diversity. The gift that Ascension offers the weary world is the unrelenting day in and day out effort to live the more excellent way. So how does a deeply and truly diverse, a loving multicultural church community be? For reasons philosophical, pastoral, and practical, we currently celebrate Eucharist bilingually in Spanish and English. In our recent synod discussions and at other times, the question has been raised whether bilingual masses best serve our community and all its members. To help me and our parish leadership discern the way forward, we're asking you today to take a few moments to respond in writing to two questions. One, how does our bilingual worship nurture your prayer? And two, how does our bilingual worship present obstacles to your prayer?
Thank you, gracias. I would invite you always, if you'd like to talk more about this, to see me or Patty or Gerardo or Anita. You can also respond on our website.